This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock. Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago and beyond, this is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there is no welcome mat. Today is, again, Wednesday. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun, guys.
Look, guys, it doesn't matter, you know?
Time is a construct.
What are you counting time in the apocalypse?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It's like counting the flashes in the sky. At some point, you're like, I don't know, three? Who cares? Who cares?
Doesn't matter.
All right, we're gonna have some fun today. I saw this story independent of you putting it in the notes. This is great from Ars Technica. Florida man eats diet of butter, cheese, and beef. Cholesterol oozes from his body.
All right, so I gotta put a picture up here so they could show this person's fuck. I put it in the big. I embiggenated it here so we could look at it. There he is. There is lines of he's like his own Cheeto. He's a guy who could you know how Jesus touched water and turned it into wine? He's a guy who could touch your pan and allow you to fry an egg. Yes.
He is walking arterial sclerosis. This guy, he's on the carnivore diet. He's on the carnivore diet, which is just...
At a certain point, I really feel like you need to question any diet that's I want you to eat a stick of butter like a candy bar.
Yeah, right.
You just take two of those corn on the cob things and stick it in there and just eat it.
Don't you just intuitively know that's not the right call?
If you're going to eat a whole stick of butter, what's your plan? Are you just going to grab it and bite it? Or are you going to do shooters of butter? Your thought process?
I got to get a whole stick of butter down.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to cut into pats.
Pats.
Okay.
Give them all a little pat of butter.
Can I add things to them or no?
I don't know. I mean, this guy's not.
I feel like I want to take some cinnamon sugar.
I feel like this guy.
And do a little dippy dab in cinnamon sugar.
You know what you do is you just open up your cinnamon sugar jar and you just dip your butter in there and then you eat
it. But see, the
right
pads will give me a better ratio.
I'll
get a nice crust all the
definitely
way around.
A better ratio, Tom.
So I think
You're
I could get
wrong.
That down.
You're
I could
wrong.
Eat a stick of butter if I had enough cinnamon sugar.
I will say this.
I might go home and eat a stick of butter.
Once in a while, I will taste butter. I will take a little knife or a fork to see if this butter is butter I want out on my counter because I keep butter on my counter for bread, and I decide based on whether or not so sometimes I'll buy Kerrygold or something else and I'll be do I want this out? Yeah, this one's better. I'll put this one out. And so I have tasted butter, but I could not imagine taking a bite out of butter like I'm fucking McGruff and it's prime. I could not imagine that.
I think I could get that. Now it would be really, if I got to do some seasonings into my, everything bagel.
Tom.
Everything bagel, Pats.
If you give me enough crab, I will get down plenty of butter. I will get down a stick. Sure. Yeah. No problem. A stick. You give me enough popcorn or crab, I can get down an entire stick of butter. No problem.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, if there's an accoutrement, I can do something.
So, yeah.
But if it's just here is your pat of butter in a fucking low carb tortilla or whatever.
It's just cheese, meat, and butter.
Have you ever been on one of these?
It's a grease body wash, man.
It's really disgusting. And his hands look grotesque. You ever been on a low-carb diet?
No.
Yeah, so
I'm bad at diets, man.
I did low-carb for a little while with my wife. My wife and I were doing, and this was, gosh, it had to be 15, 16 years ago. We tried to do what they called the Atkins at the time.
Yeah, I remember this.
And it was good in some sense because there's a certain part of your brain that is like, yeah, I'm just going to, like, I ate a bunch of stuff and it's kind of full. It's like satiated. So like you're not eating kind of all the time. There's no like, sugar sometimes can increase your thought process on how you want to eat and whatever. I'm not a dietitian. Don't take my fucking word for it. But it worked for me for a little while. But one of the things that I didn't like about it was like, there's so many amazing things to eat that are off of it, right? And I don't ever want to be living my life where I'm like, oh man, I'm on this diet where I can only eat like fucking, like whatever this guy's eating, like live ducks only or whatever. Like, I don't want to.
That diet is quackers.
I don't want to be on that diet where I'm just like, yeah, man, I've got to like wrestle a bull and like drink its blood. Like that's the only thing I can do. I want to be a guy who's like, yeah, man, I want to have this. I want to have a lava cake after dinner. I want to have a lava cake. I don't want to do that where I'm spending my whole life just worried about like, does this fit this very rigid structure? But I did do it for a little while and it's not for me. I like too much variety in order to do it. But there's some people who swear by like this carnivore thing. And I'm like, this dude's entire blood was revolting against it. Like, you got to really pay attention to what you're doing. I would not do any of these if I didn't have doctors, like doctor support. I would go a doctor before I started 1,000% like this.
And like, it even says like the guy said he lost some weight, but his fucking cholesterol level exceeded 1,000 milligrams per deciliter. That is 5 times higher.
Yeah.
Fivefold higher than what's recommended.
It's 5W30.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Like at some point when they're like, all right, we've got to discuss the viscosity of your fucking blood.
He's stuck on the side of the road and he's dripping his blood into the oil. Like, just to get home.
You're still using your winter blend, man. What the fuck? What the shit?
He's eating margarine so he could turn it synthetic instead. Yeah. God, these people.
And the guy's like, yeah, I feel great.
I feel great, buddy. Yeah.
Awesome.
Slip sliding away. Can you imagine if he goes to a sauna though, and he's like barefoot, he like slips and he can't get purchased because he's constantly sliding. Because everywhere he steps,
yes,
it's too warm for his coagulated fat blood. And he's just leaking it out and slipping all over the place because that's where it's closest to the fucking surface. And he's collecting lard on the surface.
He would leave a pile of ectoplasm like fucking Slimer. Are you kidding me?
So nasty.
The story's from Fortune. Google caves to Donald Trump's executive order and will change Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America on its maps. That's still nothing. I just want to be clear. That's nothing.
Yeah. Do you think it goes back ever?
Yes. It's the dumbest shit I ever heard. But like nobody else is recognizing it as the Gulf of America. That's stupid. Like we're the only assholes who are like, Gulf of America now, NASCAR. Like that's it. It's the dumbest shit I've
ever heard. Proud to be the Gulf of America.
That's so stupid. Also like, Mexico's part of North America, asshole.
I know, it's such a stupid.
Jesus, so
it's
stupid.
It's so stupid and so cringe. And I feel so embarrassed by America in this last. I feel like a turtle, like I want to just shove my own head back into my body. I'm so embarrassed and cringed out by all the crazy shit that we're doing that isn't crazy and damaging. It's just fucking annoying and fucking stupid and makes us look like yahoos. And this is one of those moments.
I know.
I wish that there was an alternative to Google, to be honest with you. There really isn't an alternative that's this deep where I can have email and all the free shit that they give you so they can fucking mine my data and send me shit all the time. But I feel like I wish that there was an alternative to Google because I would switch right now.
I would too.
I would switch right now. This is egregious to agree to comply with this guy. Everybody's capitulating. No one has a backbone. It's so embarrassing.
It's so fucking dumb. It's just so... Like, also, this solves nothing. Yeah. Just to be, let's just like,
what does that do for us?
Like, what do you get out of this? Yeah. Like, what do you get out of this other than a fucking xenophobic fucking self-fap?
Yeah. That's all you're doing. Yeah. There's all these people that just like love what he does because to them, it's like this, like he's centering them again.
Yeah.
And I think that that's the big problem is that a lot of these people feel like they haven't been centered, and they've been centered for so long that they feel like they're oppressed when they're not. And then the moment he gets in office, he's centering them again. And that's so important to them, they're willing to throw everything away.
Yeah. This story is from Atlanta Black Star. Who sent you? Missouri homeowner shoots at teens playing Ding Dong Ditch, chases them down in car, holds them at gunpoint on the ground.
Jesus Christ. Wow. You really, I mean, did you ever play Ding Dong Ditch when you were
a kid? I did, yeah.
Did you ever get caught?
No.
Never?
No, I've never gotten caught.
You ever get caught doing any kind of pranks?
Caught? No, no. I don't think so. No. The closest we got, we had a close call. Me and my buddy were in there was like a house that was next to the cornfield, and there was this big, long cornfield. It was feed corn, that hard, angry corn. And me and my buddy, for whatever fucking idiot, you know, middle school or junior high reason, we started stripping the corn off the cob and just chucking it at this guy's house. Because we're fucking idiots.
Jesus Christ, Tom.
And it made this huge racket against his siding and everything. You know, we're just hurling corn at a man's house. I don't even know why. And he sent his dog after us in the corn.
No shit.
Yeah. And like, so we were like, we're running from his dog through the corn. And like, but the dog was not like a trained attack dog. It's just like
it's a dog. Yeah, it's like a golden
retriever. So we ran away because we don't know like if
the dog.
Yeah, right, dog.
Back, yeah.
But I bet if it caught us, it would have been a good boy.
Yeah,
you know?
It probably would have like turned its belly over at you or whatever. It's not an attack dog.
So like when I say like we almost got caught, I mean like somebody was like, rah, 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 and we were like, ah, and that was it. You know, like it's fucking nothing.
That was the extent of it.
What about you?
So let me think. Look. We did do a lot of pranks and stupid shit when we were kids. I don't remember ever really getting caught for any of this stuff. I did one time have a gun pointed at me. So I was going to talk about being held at gunpoint because I did have a gun pointed at me when I was a kid.
I had a gun pointed at me in college at one point.
In college? Yeah. Really? What happened in college?
Do you remember that piece of shit Geo Metro I used to have?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So I had a big stereo in this little tiny car.
Oh, no shit. Yeah.
And it shook my windows off the frame and into the door. And I had a friend of a friend who could fix cars. And so I drove my car to my buddy's buddy's house. And he was going to like open my door up and then put my window back on the track.
Sure, yeah. It just fits on a little track.
And so we're in this cul-de-sac. And I'm like at this guy Steve's house. And he's taking my door apart. And this neighbor comes over and he's drunk. And he's like, who are you? What are you doing in my neighborhood? And all this stuff. And then he pulls out this fucking giant hand cannon revolver and starts waving it around and like telling us about how all these people drive down his street too fast. And one of these days he's going to fucking put a bullet in the back of their heads. And he's got daughters here and someone's going to run them over. And these motherfuckers are driving. And I'm just like, I'm clearly not driving.
Yeah, I just want my window fixed.
Did
you leave right away or did you get your window fixed?
My door was taken apart. I like couldn't go anywhere. And he just like waves this gun around.
Yikes.
Like at us, like with his finger like on the trigger.
Fucking what?
And we're just like, oh, play. And he's drunk as a fucking shit.
Fucking
and it's
yikes.
Yeah. And then he like put his fucking gun back in his pants like Dirty Harry or whatever, and then drunkenly wandered back into his fucking cul-de-sac garage.
Dirty concealed carry.
It was, it was fucking nuts. And like, it's the only time I ever had a gun pointed in my direction.
Sure.
Fucking scared the shit out of me.
I will say yours is scarier than mine.
Well, what was yours?
Well, it was right around Halloween. It might've even been on Halloween. I don't remember exactly. But I remember it was fall and we were by a church where I was growing up and walking. We were little kids, not little, like we were, you know, middle schoolish, like that age. So like young, but not so young, not like little kids.
Yeah.
But it's after dark and we were walking, I think, to one of our friends' houses down the road. And there was three of us. And as we were walking, a car screeches around the corner, slides up to the thing.
Jesus Christ.
This guy jumps out of the back seat.
Yours is scarier so far.
He has a pistol in his hand and he screams at us, get on the fucking ground.
Scarier. Are you serious?
And I just ran. I just ran as fast as I could. Now the other guy was on the ground. What? He dropped. And I ran with my other buddy and we ran as fast as we could. I was like, well, if I get shot, I get shot. I'm just like, fuck it, I run. So I run away and the other guy just put his hands on his head and dropped on the ground because he thought it was the cops. And I didn't know because there was no badge or just some guy screaming
this
with a gun.
This is crazy.
So I ran away. And as I ran away, I think the guys got spooked who were doing it, and they just got in their car and drove away. And the
what
other
do you
guy,
think their plan was?
So I think it was a prank.
Holy
but I think
shit!
I think it was a realistic BB gun because it was dark at night. I'm not sure it was an actual gun. I can't tell you for honest to God certainty that it was an actual pistol. I don't know. Looked like a pistol, looked metal, certainly right. Looked like it was a gun, and the guy held it like a gun, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything. It right. Could have been one of those, you know, those old popper.
I had pistols that looked just like
a fucking 45 yeah. back in the day. You just pull that thing and it had a CO2 in it
yeah.
and you just load a thing in it. And it looked, I mean, no shit, guys. I know that this is probably the craziest thing for younger listeners, but we had BB guns that looked literally just like a regular gun, like as clear as you could possibly imagine. And it was too dark to tell
yeah.
how big the barrel was. That's all. And I ran and called the police.
Right.
And the police came back and were like, they came by and they did a search and they couldn't find any guy. And the guy said that was with us, who the friend who was with us who stayed, said that as soon as we ran away, they jumped back in the car and drove away. So I think it probably was a prank. I don't think they had, if they did have a real gun, I got real lucky running away or they didn't shoot
me.
So,
fuck?
Yeah, but I had that happened to me when I was a kid. Yeah.
I want to explain to listeners how white I am because, like, to go back to your BB gun, I remember being a kid and I had lots of BB guns. I loved my BB and pellet guns. They were like prized possessions. And I had two that were pistols. One of them had like a wood stock and like you broke the pistol, you broke the barrel in half and then you put the barrel back and that is actually how you primed the air chamber.
Yeah, yeah.
The other one is exactly what you're describing. It looks like a Colt 911. It's shaped exactly like a Colt 911, except for it just shoots a pellet or a BB out of it. And then I had a BB rifle. And dude, I would just wander around my neighborhood with these BB guns. Me and my friends did. Like, we would just wander around shooting at shit with BB guns. Nothing ever happened. Nobody ever called the cops. Nothing. Nobody ever, like, gave us grief.
I don't want to one-up your story, but I am going to do it
really
quickly.
Yeah, one-up me, man.
I was driving down the road with friends, and before I had gotten in the car, they had done some shooting at people's windows with a BB gun. So they were driving down the road and they shot at people's windows with a BB gun. They would lean out and shoot at a, and then they picked me up at my house. And then we're driving down the road and they had stuffed the BB gun underneath the back seat.
Okay.
And so we're driving down the road and somebody had called the cops and gave them the description of the car that she was shooting at people, but like other shit on the side of the road
right.
with a gun. And so the cops come out. Cops get out of their car, walk up to the thing and they found a gun in the car. It was a BB gun. And I was in that car. And then they just said, guys, don't do that again. And they let us go.
We're so white.
Genuinely, if I was-
The whitest story anyone's ever told.
If I was in, grew up in any other like sort of racial area and I was black, I'd have probably been killed.
100%.
Or at least spent some time in juvie because of that.
I will say that's a story that only could happen in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
Or before.
Yeah, right.
Like that's not a post-2000 story.
Yeah, that's not a story now.
I can't even imagine if my kids were like, I want a BB gun. And I would just be like, yeah, here, have some unfettered access to a BB. Like, there's no way.
Yeah, there's no way.
This story comes from Atlas Obscura. The world's oldest anus has an unexplained glow in Florida. Scientists are studying its bowel movements, its dazzling sparkle, and its relation to us. The writing in this thing.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's so good.
I wish it was a little longer. I would totally steal it for a citation needed.
It's so close.
I wish it was a little longer.
It's so close to being the right amount. Like if it was like maybe 50% longer, you could just use this.
You totally use it. It's so good.
So evidently there's like a fucking like sea creature. And they used to be like, yeah, like all sea creatures just have like one hole to shit and eat out of, like this kind of sea creature.
Yeah.
And then they're like, wait a minute, this one evolved the more like useful, evolutionary
trait. It's a tube.
It's a tube.
Yeah.
Like we're all tubes with appendages around them. That's what we all are. We're fancy tubes.
We are
with
fancy
appendages.
Tubes. Fancy tubes that slow food down as it goes through, creates waste and then moves on. Yeah.
I just like the advertising.
Yeah.
That's what I appreciate about
it's,
this.
It's glows. It glows in the dark. Yeah. You know, it's like really like we're like the Cadillac with power windows in comparison to a worm that's just the stock tube. You know, it's just a stock tube.
Yeah, that's it.
It just eats its way through shit and it's a stock tube and it comes out the other side. We are the upgrade. We have air conditioning.
Right.
You know, we have power windows, cruise control, the whole thing.
The whole thing.
Yeah, the whole thing. It can drive by itself. It's self-driving sometimes.
Yeah, there you go. So, right, yeah. Adaptive cruise.
Adaptive like cruise control.
I want to read a couple of lines from this article because some of them are just they're so good. And specifically, the animal's a comb jelly. I don't think you care. It doesn't matter unless you're a comb jelly scientist. What do you fucking know?
Way to fucking open up the emails, Tom.
Scroll down a little further. That revelation was such a big deal that it merited publication in the journal Science. So in the journal Science is the sentence I'm about to read to you.
This is amazing, guys.
Which stated that the butthole is one of the finest innovations in the past 540 million years of animal evolution.
Okay.
Hard to disagree.
All right.
I don't want to not have mine.
No, I'll tell you what. That's a definitive necessity.
Hard agree.
Considering how much butter I eat.
So here's some scientists talking science stuff about
science
this comb
jelly. Guys.
Developing an asshole makes comb jellies score high on the evolutionary race, he says affectionately. And they are voracious eaters. They literally eat nonstop, anything they can find, including other comb jellies. I don't care about what they eat at all. I just love that they're fucking swimming around in the dark, flashing ass all day.
That's like, fucking great. I'm curious about the eating the other ones. It's like, do they make their own turducans? Like one eats one and then another one eats them. And then they're like a tube and a tube and a tube and a tube.
Dude, if you're a bioluminescent animal and you're mostly see-through and then you eat another bioluminescent animal.
Oh, you're more opaque.
Are you more blinky? Like, is it like if I fucking eat a bunch of Christmas lights?
Oh, I feel like I feel more like it's progressive lenses. Like as time goes, like they get more
darker
and more darker
and
as you walk outside. The more these things they eat, the harder they are to see. They polarize themselves.
Yeah. Well, I can kind of see it, but just at the right angle.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
I like this story from MSN. GoFundMe raises nearly $30,000 for Indiana pizza delivery driver who was tipped $2 after walking a half a mile through deep snow. I have a story about walking through deep snow to do a job.
Go.
Do you remember the blizzard in like 2012, I think it was,
yeah,
that
sure.
we had?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was working in real estate. I was the same job. I was working in the title insurance real estate business. And so our job is to go close loans. And, you know, we had advance notice of this blizzard. And it was in the middle of this crazy refi boom. So every day, our office was doing 200, 250 refinance deals a day that we're doing. And our closers got paid based on how many deals they closed. Now, they weren't salespeople, but they just like, they were essentially all subcontractors. So if I did five closings, I got whatever, $500, whatever the dollar amount per closing. I don't remember.
Sure, makes sense.
It's been a long time. So the day of the blizzard, when we realized it was really going to happen, because of Chicago, you get a lot of like, it's going to be a blizzard. And then like one snowflake falls on the ground. Like they just get the weather wrong. When it became clear that we're really going to have a blizzard, I was the boss. It was my job to call it. And I was like, okay, I got to keep people safe. We're going to cancel all of these closings. So I have to pick up the phone and make 200 plus phone calls and cancel all of these deals. And almost everybody was cool with it. But there were a handful of people who were deeply uncool with me saying, we can't come out tomorrow. We'll try to get to you as soon as the weather opens back up, right? Most people were fine.
Totally
fine. Like,
with it. Yeah.
But probably 5% of people were fucking irate. Absolutely irate. So one of my closers, this guy Felipe, he's got the documents and everything. He's all queued up and ready to go. That motherfucking guy wants money. I come back to the office. I've got like my list of people that are unhappy. Everybody else has got to get rescheduled. I get a call from Felipe. It's been 2 days, by the way, because the state closed down the roads. You were not legally allowed to drive.
There was a lot of snow out there.
A crazy amount of snow.
3 feet of snow.
I get a call from Felipe. Hey, man, I got all these packages. Where do you want me to send them? I'm like, how do you have packages? He's like, no, I closed everything I had. I just walked. He's like, I just drove as close as I could get to the house. And then I just got out. I left my car in the middle of the street. And then he just fucking trudged his way down the street through like 3 feet of fucking snow. No exaggeration at times. And was just like fucking knocking on people's doors. The world is shut down. And here's fucking Felipe with his briefcase and his snow pants.
Amazing.
And he got him all of his deals. He got them all signed.
Wow. Wow.
It was fucking
incredible.
That's
a guy who didn't want to miss a paycheck.
He did not miss a paycheck. He did not miss a paycheck.
I used to deliver pizzas, and I was going to talk about the $2 tip. The lowest tip I ever got was, I think it was 10 cents. So I...
Excuse me?
So I used to deliver pizzas, and the place I worked at was the cheapest pizza place in town. Mm. And I know that this doesn't work anymore because now it's Grubhub, but the cheapest pizza place in town almost always got the people who were looking for deals.
Right.
And I worked on weeknights when people were looking for those very specific deals. So they were looking for the $7.99 medium pizza, so they didn't have to do anything about it. And so when you got there, you got the 50 cent delivery charge, which was 50 cents back then.
Jesus Christ.
And then they would be like for instance, this one was, it was 12.92 or something like that. And the person came back and actually, it wasn't a tip at all now that I think about it. Cause I think it was like 12.92 was the total. I walked up and the guy gave me $13. And I thought, oh, is he giving me 8 cents tip? And he was like, he held his hand out.
For the change?
And it was 92. So I just reached in my pocket and I pulled out a dime and I gave it to him. And he was like, oh, hold on a second. And he reached in his pocket and he pulled out 2 cents and he put the 2 cents in my hand.
Oh my fucking God.
And I looked him right in the eye and I threw the 2 cents over my shoulder and I said, thanks. And I walked away. He paid exactly the price for the pizza.
Jesus Christ.
I had so many people pay the exact price for the pizza, though. I would get checks all the time, because this is back when they allowed you to pay with a check. And I would get checks all the time that would have a check, and it would be for the exact price.
The exact amount of the pizza.
I got that constantly. Yeah, it was.
And you got a 50 cents delivery charge.
It was 50 cents delivery charge. This is the only job that I ever committed fraud at. So here's what I did. I'm gonna tell people it's well out of the statute
of limitations.
So I'm okay here. But this company paid you 50 cents, and then there was no tips. And the company, even though I complained multiple times, being like, look, I'm making less than minimum wage at this job because it's a tip job. Yeah. And I'm not making any money on these things. I'm making less money than I could be making at a minimum wage job. I was like, guys, this is too little. You got to like up it by a dollar or whatever. And they wouldn't do it. But they had in the paper, they had these little coupons that were like, if it was worth $2 to me.
Right.
So if somebody had a coupon that was, I had to have it at the end of the night to give them all the stuff. Because if I gave them that coupon, then I got $2.
So you clipped their coupons.
So if you didn't have a coupon, you'd fucking
you
have
sure
one
did.
After me. That's for sure. And I made more money off it that way because the company was basically like essentially just working me for nothing. Like it wasn't even worth my gas to work there.
That's so fucking crazy too. Because it's not like the coupon is money for them.
Yeah.
Right? The coupon. So they always could have given you $2.
Yes. Yeah.
They all, because it's not like you brought in the coupon and then they went to Coupon Factory and exchanged it. Like, it's not like Chuck E. Cheese tickets.
It was 100% useless.
Yeah.
It was useless in every way. The only thing that they were able to do was keep more of my money that way.
Right. Yeah. Fuck that.
It was a terrible job. I hated that job.
That's fucking
but
crazy.
It was the tiniest wages. And what I really wanted to do.
And you're putting all that wear and tear on your car.
Yeah. What I really wanted to do was get in with the good pizza place. Because I had a buddy who worked at the good pizza place. But they never hired drivers. And they never hired drivers because those people walked out of there with fat cash every night. Because the high-end pizza place in town.
Yeah.
They always got good tips.
Sure.
My buddy did that exclusively. And he only worked Friday and Saturday nights every week. He was off every day of the week. He was off. He worked Friday and Saturday nights and he made enough money to like have an apartment.
Jesus.
That's how much money these guys. It's like some of these servers who make intense amounts of money just doing the service industry. He made so much money on those two nights. He was like, yeah, I don't have to do it. I guess he maybe worked one other night a week or something like
good
that.
Good for him.
But he made enough money for many years he had his own apartment. He had a really nice Jeep. He had all kinds of, he was making tons of money and it was all under the table back then.
Oh yeah, right.
It's all non-taxed money. So it's like untaxed money.
Man, this is from the Latin Times. Bizarre image of cartoon duck mistakenly attached to mass termination email baffles fired employees. Stripe confirmed the inclusion of the duck image occurred in error. The image, guys, is just a little yellow ducky, and it says U.S. non-California duck, which I don't understand at all.
Even after reading the story, I don't understand.
Right. And so I guess Stripe fired 300 people, 3.5% of its workforce via email.
Yeah.
And then they randomly included a non-California duck.
Well, the first email that went out just was the duck.
The first email had just the duck.
So evidently, the first email was a mistake. They sent out a mistake email to all the people who were getting fired. Now, I guess the person, I talked to a person who knew somebody who was involved in this, and they said that very specifically, that person that they knew got this email, and they got this email, or they didn't get the email, but they knew someone who got the email because there's a company-wide Slack, and a bunch of people were questioning why they just got a duck, and they were very specifically people who were axed later that day. And then
so they got like a harbinger duck.
It was the duck that foretold the future. It basically said, duck!
Yeah, right? If you didn't follow.
Yeah. We dodge. Duck, dodge.
God,
dive, duck, and dodge, or whatever.
If I ever get fired by a fucking cartoon, I'll actually be okay with that. Yeah. Like, that's the only way I'll be okay with it. Like, if you want to ruin my financial life and destroy my family, at least send me a cute ducky.
It reminds me of the people, like during the pandemic, there was some really bad firings that happened. Yeah. And this reminds me of that. Like, it's sort of a bad, like, leaning back to when there was some really shitty firings, but getting a mass email sounds like a really shitty way to go.
Dude, I will admit, probably because I feel a certain amount of sympathy for making some mistakes in the beginning of the pandemic, right? So like, I've in my day job, I've had to do layoffs, and it, like, sometimes there's a learning curve to doing that well and doing that, you know, in an appropriate and professional way. And so, like, I think at the beginning of the pandemic, I think I have, like, a little bit of grace for, like, random managers who are just like, I got to do this thing.
I don't know how to do it. Yeah.
Like, everything's in flux. And no one's in the office. Yeah. And I don't know what to do, right? But, like, fairly quickly, we all figured out a better way to do it, right? So, like, everything pandemic, when it was all sort of, like, the first 30 days, everybody in my mind gets a little grace for fucking up because it's just, everything's chaos. Emotions are high. Fucking nobody's sleeping. Sure. Like, people make mistakes. I'll grant mistakes there. It's been fucking 5 years.
Yeah. At this point,
you don't still send a duck email.
You're still in the duck. It'd be even worse if the duck had a COVID mask on.
Who are you kidding? Nobody's masked anymore. All right. This story comes from Euro News.
This is adorable. This adorable dog.
China's first corgi police dog loses its bonus over workplace misconduct. When I first read this, I was like, did the dog get a Me Too?
Oh my gosh.
What happened?
Put its nose in the wrong groin.
Always sniffing ass. Oh God. So let me just read a little piece of this here. The small but determined canine officer lost his year-end bonus for sleeping on the job and urinating in his food bowl.
Whoa.
Look, don't kink shame the corgi. Don't kink shame him. He's into what he's into.
Yes.
You don't got to yuck his yum.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to eat from that food bowl.
That's nasty.
It is fucking nasty, actually. Yeah, you could shame that one.
Yeah, I think dogs are weird, though, man. They do that shit all. They, like, eat their own poop and, like, fucking. Dogs are dirty.
Dogs don't know what the fuck. Dogs are, like, I love dogs, dogs, but they don't know what
animals.
The fuck. They are.
Filthy animals.
I love when people are like, oh, a dog's mouth is cleaner than a human's. No, it's not. That's something that you made up. That's not true.
You're going to get a bunch of emails that tell you how
it's
true
just
it is.
Not true. Like,
yeah.
It's just not true. You just want to fucking French kiss your dog. Fine. Just fucking make out with your dog, man.
The problem is it was eating its fucking shit like a Tootsie Roll. So I'm not interested in French kissing the dog. Yeah, this is a super cute story. That dog looks so adorable in its little vest.
It's a cutie.
And it's a tiny little dog. It's one of those little short ones. It's got like a regular sized body with little,
short
legs,
little legs.
Little baby legs. That's super cute.
They're so funny looking.
That's so funny. It's so adorable. My wife loves dachshunds. Like, the corgi is kind of like the collie version of the dachshund.
It is. Yeah.
It's like a Doberman is like a short legged. You know what I mean? It's like a short legged Doberman versus a short legged collie. And it's, so.
It's like somebody like shrunk a regular dog, but didn't get done with the shrinking.
Yeah.
Like the shrinking ray, like, only hit the bottom of the dog. They're fucking hilarious. Just so you guys, the dog does eventually get its bonus.
Yeah, it got
its
bonus. It's
a bunch of treats for being a good boy.
It was able to sit for long enough.
Latin Times again, villain for hire service lets weak boyfriends look cool by beating up fake tough guy in front of girlfriends.
This is what we live. This is the toxic masculinity of our lives.
Thank you. So some guy realized that, like, he looks like a tough guy. And so he's like, oh, well, I'll hire myself out so people, and I'll have like fake confrontations, and then people can pretend to beat me up, and then their girlfriends will be impressed. Let me tell you something for all you younger listeners out there that might be laboring under an illusion. Girls are not impressed when you get into a fight.
Yeah, the smart ones are like, I don't want to keep bailing them out of jail.
Right. No girl I've ever met in my life is like, oh man, my boyfriend got in a fight and that made me hot. Like, they're always like, fucking idiot, dumbass, knucklehead, stupid shit. They don't like that at all.
Yeah.
It's like, this is performative shit for other guys.
Yeah. This is 100% so a guy can feel tough in front of other guys and tell people about it. Also, I don't know that it even happened.
Yeah,
it feels like one of those flyers where you're like, you see a funny flyer somewhere and someone took a photo of it and you're like, I don't know that I believe that. Yeah. I think it's just a flyer somebody did.
I don't know the Latin Times as a newspaper. I don't care. It's just a funny story.
I think it's a hilarious story. Yeah. But I think like genuinely, your advice is 100% spot on. Don't go out looking for fights. Like, just enjoy each other's time. You know what I mean? Like, if you're inadequate, figure yourself out in other ways.
Right.
Like, figure it out in other ways. There's other ways to boost your own ego and to not pretend to fight another human being.
And on the off chance that you have found the one in a billion girl who's like turned on and impressed that you got in a fight, find a different girl, man. That girl's not awesome.
Either that or just go train BJJ with her.
Right.
Like, you and her should go do a combat sport together as a couple.
But like, toxic masculinity infects everybody.
Yeah.
Right. So like, there are some people, like, that's something I think we sometimes forget, is that we all swim in the same soup of patriarchy.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And so like, we all get influenced, and these messages don't, like, the messages that tell men what they're valuable for, they're not like, women get those same messages, and some women also internalize that message.
Sure, sure.
So like, I don't want to pretend that there are no women who are like, who also hold some toxic ideas about what men should be valued for. Yeah. But like, that's not a good person to be with.
Just as the person who was seeking this out to try to prove a point is bad.
Yes.
I don't want to say bad, but certainly in a bad sense of mind. Like, you're in a bad place in your mind. If you're
not a good
partner. Maybe you could be one day, but you're certainly not right now.
Right. That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, in your present state, you're not fit to do this work.
Figure yourself out first.
Yes.
Get rid of your aggressions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Take it out some other way.
Go do something else.
Go to the rage room.
Go to the rage room, or go take up a combat sport.
Right.
Go do something to get rid of that aggression and then move on.
This is fucking great. I love this so much. This is from ctvnews.ca. British Columbia man Sasquatch seeking expeditions used against him in spousal support case.
This is an actual news story.
This is an actual news story. I'm just going to read it because it's fucking great. Yeah. A man's ongoing efforts to track down the elusive Sasquatch in remote areas of British Columbia suggests he's capable of working and therefore not entitled to spousal support. The unusual circumstances were detailed in a recent divorce decision handed down in the British Columbia Supreme Court, which makes multiple references to the 57-year-old Sasquatch-seeking expeditions. His wife told the court he went on a camping trip on Vancouver Island that month in search of the mythical ape-like creature and brought along an ex-girlfriend without telling her.
Woof.
Before the claimant returned home, she fired off a text to him declaring their marriage was over and she never changed her mind. The husband's claim for spousal support hinged on him being unable to work due to a mishap that occurred on a previous Sasquatch outing.
What is happening on your Sasquatch outings?
These are dangerous.
Man.
You're falling in those big feet traps, like big feet marks, you know, like
I tripped and I blew my ACL chasing after fucking Sasquatch or whatever.
What? Like, at some point, don't you just have to give the fucking squatch the W, you know? Like, you've gone out squatching twice and you lost twice.
It would be amazing if they depose the squatch. So they ask, they make him come in, sit down, and they're asking him questions. And he's just growling. And you're like, well, that doesn't That doesn't help.
can you read that back to us? Yes, and I believe the Squatch then answered, okay, that's
now
not
we're
helpful.
Gonna get a None bunch of email from Sasquatches saying.
And if you're a Sasquatch, you can email us at.
it's amazing. I love that this made it as a whole news story. And I love too that maybe the courts have to adjudicate a Sasquatch.
This went up. Now, I don't want to know. I don't want to pretend I know anything about Canadian courts, but it does say that this went up to the British Columbia Supreme Court. Somebody sits somewhere. Somebody has a business card
that
says, I'm on the Supreme Court, and there's a lawyer and another lawyer, and they're squatching it out.
I love that. It really is about doing shit that you shouldn't be doing while you're collecting something that you're not entitled to.
Yeah.
So that's what the basis of the court. But how is this not a Sasquatch case?
It's 100% a Squatch case, man. That's all it is. Would you not bring beef jerky?
That's all I would eat. Yes, absolutely.
That's all I would. I would just be sitting there.
You're just like eating beef jerky the whole time.
And I would have all my supporters behind me in fucking Harry and the Hendersons outfits.
You all come into the line. You just walk in a line.
And they don't say anything. They all just sit there. And then one of them is just in a Wookiee outfit.
Oh,
just,
man.
Like, and then, they
pull out laptops. Amazing with his beef.
I would like to call my next witness, Mr. Foot, Big Foot.
They're trying to take a picture of him and it's always blurry.
So like, we can't get a good photo.
His
mugshot, he's juking a little bit, like back and forth.
Constantly, I was just over to the side.
9'3". Wow. Stories from...
Jesus Christ, this fucking was crazy.
NBC New York. The fuck... Guys... Grand jury indicts 7 for deadly baby shower shootout, hiding guns in the party food.
Holy shit. You knew it was going to happen. Like, you knew it was going to happen. And then they run around and they're like, well, shit, I got to hide the gun somewhere. So they put it under like the pink cake. Or
they're like dumping like a gun in like a tray of corn, another gun like in the like 3-tier or whatever.
God, it's amazing.
Look in the corn. Might not be a gun in the corn.
Do you remember the movie The Highlander?
Oh, God, vaguely.
So there's like a scene in that movie where the two villain, like the villain and the hero, have a conversation in the church because they can't fight there. Do you remember this? Like Kurgan comes in and he's sitting next to
I do remember.
And he's like talking about stuff. And then on the way out, he the Kurgan is like really disrespectful to the church as he leaves or whatever. I vaguely remember this because it's decades ago since I've seen this movie. But like, isn't there some sort of sacred ground where it's like, okay, here's the deal, guys. We're just not going to do baby showers. Like the rest of it is cool. Anywhere else is fair game, right? Weddings, no problem.
Dude, if you're beefing at a baby shower,
no, I'm sorry.
You have pissed some people off.
I wonder if the gender reveal was the smoke color of the guns.
Oh, that would be fucking amazing. Oh, God.
It's like it's a boy.
when the dust settles, you're like, all right, who had red? Was red boy?
Jesus Christ.
Because there's a lot of red.
There's a lot of light red.
Is that boy or girl?
There's a lot of light red. That's for sure.
Who called Woof. Splatter?
Woof. God, that's amazing.
Wow.
This is dark as shit, though.
It's so fucking crazy.
This is the worst timeline we're in. Yeah. It really is the worst timeline.
This shouldn't happen.
Oh, man.
You shouldn't have a baby shower shootout. Here's the thing. You also, listen, audience.
It really does make a great title to a movie, though. Baby shower shootout is a great.
Only in America.
Yeah.
But specifically.
Who's the movie star in Baby Shower Shootout?
Ted Danson.
My favorite part is how quickly you said Ted Danson.
Ted Danson, like Three Men and a Baby.
Okay. All right. All right.
Three Men and a Baby is the one I remember from that movie. Wait, here's the thing that's the craziest thing I need the audience to understand is there was a baby shower shootout. And you only heard about it on this show.
Where is the world gone that this is in front page news everywhere?
Right. If there was a baby shower shootout in like Sydney in Australia, right?
You definitely.
It would be international news.
You definitely hear about it.
This is like not even a blip.
If it was in Sydney, do you think that they would have hid the guns in kangaroo pouches?
Kangaroo. Somebody has to have hidden a gun in a kangaroo pouch. And then the kangaroo like bounces away like with your gun. You're like, God damn it, dude. Get back here, Joey.
I wanted the photo. Now I got to chase the kangaroo down all the way across the outback to get my gun back. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this week. It's a funny show. We'll be back on Monday with a terrifying show. We can leave you like we always do with the Skeptic's Creed.
Credulity is not a virtue. It's fortune cookie cutter, mommy issue, hypno Babylon bullshit. Couched in scientician, double bubble, toil and trouble, pseudo quasi alternative, acupunctuating, pressurized, stereogram, pyramidal, free energy healing, water downward spiral, brain dead pan sales pitch, late night info docutainment. Leo, Pisces, cancer cures, detox, reflex, foot massage, death and towers, tarot cards, psychic healing, crystal balls, Bigfoot, Yeti, aliens, churches, mosques, and synagogues, temples, dragons, giant worms, Atlantis, dolphins, truthers, birthers, witches, wizards,
I've toasted pine
nuts
at the mouth of an active volcano,
shaman healers, evangelists, conspiracy, doublespeak, stigmata, nonsense. Expose your sides. Thrust your hands, bloody, evidential, conclusive. Doubt even this.
Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed the show, consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/dissonancepod. Help us spread the word by sharing our content. Find us on TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, and Threads, all under the handle @dissonancepod. This show is CAN-credentialed, which means you can report instances of harassment, abuse, or other harm on their hotline at 617-249-4255 or on their website at creatoraccountabilitynetwork.org.